good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Ogama, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Yeah, hey, we're going to have Alliant on today. Tony, and he's going to be talking about how to save some energy, and we all want to do that and want to be reminded of things like that. And then we're going to have Howard Quinlan of co-founder of Textbook Media, and we're going to be talking about a lot of the great work they're doing for our students across the country. So, you know, a pretty different show today, but we're flexible, and I think we're all about getting the good word out there. And before I get to Ogama with the news, I just want to remind everybody that the world is burning, and we need to get out and vote, and we need to grab our friends and get them out to vote and pick them up, drive them around. And it's down to 21 or 20 days right now. So, 19 days. Thank you, Ogama.
19 days. It was 20 days yesterday. Me and Nancy talked about it.
That's awesome. Hey, I was just like shooting from the hip, and there it is right on the screen. Pinigigi. All right. Hey, we're here with Ogama with the news. And again, Ogama, thanks for pinch hitting. You and Nancy did a great job yesterday. And here's Ogama with the news.
Hey, Nimbuju relatives, I am Ogama Ganuakwe, and I am from the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and I have some information and news for you here on Native Roots Radio tonight. You know, we were just talking about that the election is 20 days away, 19 days away. See, now you got me on it too, Robert. 19 days until the midterm elections here. And I just want to remind everybody that Robert is right. We're really living in a critical time, and climate chaos is threatening land, water, and communities. And voting is a way that we can protect the planet for future generations. Voting makes a collective power for all of us in the fight for the future and for the next seven generations. So if you're not yet, make sure you're having those one-on-one conversations with your family and friends to make sure that they are making informed voting choices. You can go to NACD, Native American Community Development Institute, NACD.org, and click on their link for Making Voting a Tradition, and you can learn more about voting and make your pledge to vote on that website. So that's something really important that we want to do for ourselves and for our relatives. And then a really great website if you are not sure where to vote, how to vote, if you're registered, all of those things. If you go to nativevote.org, it will tell you in any state you're in how to do that. And it even has information for our relatives who may be coming off of a felony charge when you are reinstated and how to do those processes. So don't hesitate to, take advantage of your right to vote. It's really important. So, that being said, I want to highlight and, give a shout out to our relatives on the Leonard Peltier Walk to Justice. They are currently having an event in, Willard Park in Cleveland, Ohio. It is free and it should be happening right about now. It started at 5 p.m. Eastern time, which I do believe is 6 p.m. our time, Robert. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
So it should be kicking off right now. They're having a prayer and a rally with Lisa Ballinger, Zizwe, John Martin, Rachel Thunder, and Vin Dion. And their drum group represent is Little Earth out of the Twin Cities. So shout out to Leonard Peltier's Walk to Justice and all of the work that they are doing to bring awareness for our relative Leonard Peltier, who remains in prison now going on 46 years for a crime that they were not able to actually prove that he did. So
I just recalculated. It is 7 o'clock Eastern right now. I get confused all the time. So that happened a couple hours. Okay.
So they're just wrapping up then.
Right.
So they should be. Oh, okay. All right. I'm glad you know what time it is on the East Coast, because I certainly barely don't know. I want to highlight those of you who've been watching Reservation Dogs and all of those other shows that are coming out with our relatives. There is an acting for non-actors and beginners class happening at the Dakota Lodge at the Division of Indian Work in Minneapolis on October 29th at 10 a.m. The price is pay what you can. Suggested price is $150, but pay what you can. If you're interested in... email Charlie with an I, so Charli at newnativetheater.org, or check out New Native Theater on social media. Again, an acting class for non-actors and beginners, October 29th at 10 a.m. at the Division of Indian Work. As somebody that worked in the service industry and works in communication, even if you're not interested in acting, acting is definitely a class you want to take. It's going to help you in the long run to be able to fake it till you make it if you need to for some things.
Right, exactly.
And to be able to, know how to have the proper reaction, maybe if you're not used to having that. Unfortunately, many of us Native people have to code switch, so it will help you with that as well.
I had students used to say, hey, you should be a comedian. And I say, I am. I'm a teacher here, and I get paid well, and I have benefits. So, yes, it's good to learn those skills all over Turtle Island. And for whatever you do, that's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Also, locally in the Twin Cities, this Friday, October 21st, from 5 to 8 p.m. is Family Fun Night at the Minneapolis American Indian Center on Franklin Avenue. It is free and open to everyone, although children must be accompanied by a responsible adult. They're having a haunted house, pumpkin activities, a Halloween movie, s'mores, a costume contest, and a cakewalk. Costume contest for adults and children, first and second and third prize. Our cash. So exciting for that. Again, that's this Friday, the 21st. I want to touch on something that we touched about a little bit earlier this week, Robert. Enbridge had to pay a fine for their punctured aquifer in Hubbard County in Clearwater in 2021. However, they had to pay the maximum fine allowable under the law to the state of Minnesota, which was, drumroll please, $1,000. That's it. Jeez. And then if the company remains law-abiding, the misdemeanor charge will be dismissed after 1 year. So our laws in Minnesota are going to need to be changed if we want to be able to prosecute these companies that come and damage our water. Many water protectors, including Winona LaDuke, who co-founded Honor the Earth, received charges for participating in Line 3 resistance, everything from trespassing to other really kind of trumped up charges. And the Minnesota DNR and Minnesota Pollution Control Agencies really are not really having their hand in this. So they announced that they're going to have extensive enforcement investigations on Line 3's aquifer breaches, because there were more than one. And Enbridge is going to have to pay more than $11 million, but not all of that money is clear that it's going to be paid. Some of the cost is going to only be if needed. But to put that in perspective, and Scott Russell at Healing Minnesota Stories did this, Enbridge's 2021 revenues topped $35 billion, and the $11 million cost represents 0.03% of its annual revenue, meaning that if you made $80,000 a year, your equivalent payment would be $24 or less, so basically less than the cost of what it takes to fill your gas tank. And this is the accountability that Enbridge has. They will be paying some civil penalties to the Fond du Lac Reservation to the tune of over $1 million, but that's still not going to bring back that water that they lost. So
exactly. Hey, Pini Gigi Ogama, up next we're going to have Lion Energy, and we're going to have Tony with the Lion Energy. Excited to talk about how we can save some money here during the cold season. Also, to my family out in Wisconsin, no, we're not a reservation anymore. That was only up for 24 hours, those signs. So we'll be right back after the short break. Stay with us.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
College textbooks have never been more expensive. In fact, textbook costs can make college unaffordable to many prospective students. That's especially true for Native Americans. But a new initiative called Course Breaks wants to help with textbook costs for Native American students. Course Breaks partners with book publishers and tribal colleges and universities to provide free textbooks. But Course Breaks needs your help to continue their mission. Become a donor to help Indigenous students continue their education. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
That's right. Hey, and we are with our monthly visit with Alliant Energy, and we have Tony with us. And first, Tony, before we get going here, I just want to throw out a big peeny geegee. I was at the 69th annual Chamber of Commerce in Madison yesterday, guests of Alliant Energy, and what a program that was. And you guys are right there with things are happening in Wisconsin and Madison, so it was really exciting to see what's happening and how progressive Madison is. I've always known that. I lived there for quite a few years in the 70s, and it was very progressive then, and it's good to see now. But hey, Tony, a welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me. I know Griselda's been a visitor on this show, and it's great filling in. And obviously, there's a lot to talk about as we approach the winter heating season here.
Yeah, you know, and it's been great because we've been doing updates and reminders, too. And it's going to be getting cold. So, I mean, how do we save energy this time of year? It's getting, you know, some people I see on Facebook are taking a long time before they turn on their heat. And, well, me, not so much. But, you know, I'm old, Tony, so I have to take care of those bones and keep them warm. But let's hear how we can save some energy this time of year.
Well, you know, a lot of it is what you hear every year, and it's being prepared, doing things now before the cold weather sets in to make sure your home or apartment are weatherized, making sure you're sealing those leaks around windows, doors. It's simple steps like getting your furnace tuned up and making sure you've got a clean air filter. You know, it takes a lot more energy to push air through a dirty filter. It's just a simple way to cut down on those costs and make sure your home is ready to go for the winter season. I know even myself, I was doing some work here in our basement, and, you know, there's a, one of our vent vents was leaking. So, you know, it happens, you know, newer homes, older homes, making sure that registers and vents are clear from blockages. You don't want to cover those things up. You want a good airflow through your house to help with that even heating.
Yeah, if you have forced air like I do, it's always good to be reminded. And you just reminded me, check that filter out. And we should be changing those quite often, because I know that makes a difference in my house.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the other thing too, my wife's a lot better about it than I am. Opening the shades during the day, let that sunlight in. We've got two dogs, and I'll tell you, like, even on, especially on cold days, you're going to find them on the sunny spot where the sun's shining through the window. They're smart. They know that letting that sunlight in, that's going to be the warmest spot in the house. So opening shades during the day and then closing them at night to kind of trap in that heat is just another easy, simple step that everyone can take.
Yeah, it is. And Kathleen, who's one of our listeners and watchers here on Facebook Live, said every 6 months. I think it's sooner than that, isn't it, to change the filter?
Well, and we've got, like I said, we've got a couple dogs. So we wind up changing ours about every 3 months. We go through them just with all the shedding and everything. But yeah, 3 to 6 months, you know, making sure that you're staying up to date and having those clean filters.
Well, it's interesting too. You know, we're here up in the Twin Cities, and like I said, I was in Madison just yesterday in Black River Falls and doing my other job. And the colors aren't changing quite as yet in southern Wisconsin. That kind of surprised me because it's really vivid up here.
Yeah, you know, it depends where you are. I was I was around one of our solar construction sites earlier today, and there was still a little bit of snow on the ground up north from the dusting we got earlier in the week. But yeah, it's the fall colors are here. It's time to start getting ready. We know too that this winter, you know, we're seeing natural gas prices that are higher than last winter. So we just want to make sure that folks are prepared. As home heating costs could increase, whether you heat with natural gas, electricity, propane, just a lot of ongoing supply and demand issues that are causing those costs to increase for a lot of homeowners as well.
Tony, too, here's another great reminder, because Wendy, my wife, reminds us every night before we go to bed, we bring the thermostat down a few degrees because you don't need it as high, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, a lot of folks will, you know, you get that first blast of cold air and your immediate reaction is to want to turn that thermostat a little warmer. And honestly, it's just making sure you've got an extra layer that you can keep around, or a pair of slippers if you're just walking around the house. You know, turning the thermostat down a degree or two when you're sleeping, especially if you're away for the day or gone for the weekend. A lot of those savings can really add up over time and save you money.
Yeah, I'd be amiss not to bring this up how much Alliant Energy, and I know Griselda talked a lot about this, and we talked about it too, how they really are community people. And, you know, I have an example where the Alliant donated a bunch of laptops for our kids. What else does Alliant do? I mean, I see things happening in the community all the time, and maybe we can just, in the last couple minutes here, kind of just touch on how great Alliant is with the community.
Yeah, you know, building stronger communities is really core to our mission. You know, certainly delivering energy to power our lives is what we do, but really it's about making sure that we're building those strong communities for generations to come. Combating food insecurity is one of our core priorities. I know we do a lot with Second Harvest here in Wisconsin and other local food pantries around the state. So that's a big focus of ours. And environmental conservation, you know, we do a lot. We've got a 1 million trees initiative to plant 1 million trees across our service territory. And you know, it's a lot of small things that our crews do in the communities they serve day in and day out. You know, just the other day, I know we were packing supplies for veterans. We were putting together science kits for elementary school students to learn about STEM education, and really just trying to educate folks, making sure that we can all make an impact in the communities we live.
You are too, and I know that with I was sitting with somebody with the line, and what they were working on specifically was charging stations. Because that's the next generation is going to be clean energy. And so that's exciting to see. And when somebody as big as Alliant is working on that, we know we all need to work on that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been exciting to see a lot of the investments that are being made in that energy infrastructure. You know, the Inflation Reduction Act that the federal government just passed, is a huge investment in clean energy, in kind of powering that next generation. And it's solar, it's wind, it's energy storage, it's EV chargers, making sure that we can transition to a cleaner, more cost-effective energy grid that's more beneficial for our customers and better for our community and the environment in the long run, too.
Wow, that's excellent. And, you know, obviously we talked about, and it's great to have this reminder too, because we talk about in the past, what I'm really guilty of is like having things plugged in all the time, you know, and how much energy that really drains if you have a bunch of chargers that aren't charging anything.
Yeah, you know, that vampire energy from appliances that you might not be using. You know, there's a draw. They're sucking energy, and if you can unplug, great. You know, that'll save you some money too. You know, it's a lot of those little things that can really add up over time. Making those small steps in your own life that will help you out financially as well.
Well, you know, again, I appreciate your support and what you do and how you are really blended in with the community. And I saw that last night, really proud to be partners with Alliant Energy. And thank you so much for coming on. And that's just everybody put that temperature down a couple degrees when you go to bed like Wendy does.
Yeah. Well, again, it's great to be a part of the community. You know, we're fortunate to serve nearly a million customers and communities all across Iowa, Wisconsin. We know we can't do it alone. It's a partnership, and we've been fortunate. We've got great customers that are willing to make the investments here along with us. We've got great business partners, communities as well. And so it's great to be a part of the community and give back in any way we can.
Wow. Thanks so much for stopping in, Tony. I can't wait for next month. We'll probably up here in Minnesota be right in the depths of winter. So we'll have some more tips. Thank you so much, Tony, for stopping in. And thank Alliant Energy for supporting Native Roots Radio.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me.
Right on. Wow. We're going to have, you know, Tom and Howard on next. And we're going to talk about, you know, textbook and the things that
textbook
are happening
media.
Exactly.
Yes.
Totally excited to have those guys on. A lot of energy, a lot of positive energy. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
As we head towards colder weather, it's important to make sure you're up to date on vaccinations and protected from COVID-19. The Native American Community Clinic is now administering the updated Pfizer bivalent booster. The updated bivalent booster helps protect against the original COVID-19 strain and against newer Omicron variants. And it will help restore protection that has decreased since previous vaccinations. People age 5 and older are now recommended to get an updated bivalent booster dose at least 2 months after their last COVID-19 shot. That means the bivalent booster may be given after a person's primary series or after their last booster shot, regardless of what brand you received before. Even if you've already had COVID-19, you should get vaccinated. Right now, at the Native American Community Clinic, you can get COVID-19 vaccines, including updated boosters, at the same visit as other vaccines. However, if you've received a recent monkeypox vaccine, you may need to wait 4 weeks before you can get a COVID-19 vaccine, and you should discuss this with your provider. Schedule your vaccination appointment with the Native American Community Clinic by calling 612-872-8086.
College textbooks have never been more expensive. In fact, textbook costs can make college unaffordable to many prospective students. That's especially true for Native Americans. But a new initiative called Course Breaks wants to help with textbook costs for Native American students. Course Breaks partners with book publishers and tribal colleges and universities to provide free textbooks. But Course Breaks needs your help to continue their mission. Become a donor to help Indigenous students continue their education. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
We are living in a critical time for Indian Country. Climate chaos threatens our land, water, and communities. Voting is one way we can protect our planet for future generations. Voting creates a collective power in the fight for our future. Have one-on-one conversations with your friends and family to make sure that they're making informed voting choices. Voting is our voice. This November, NATCI is asking us to stand together and make voting a tradition. Go to makevotingatradition.org to learn more and to make your pledge to vote.
Hi, Minnesota. This is David Pakman. You can hear my show every weekday at 2, right after Tom Hartman on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 32, Thursday sunny with a high near 55, and Friday sunny with a high around 63. Grab a tray at Cafe Latte's cafeteria and select from a wide variety of sandwiches, salads, and soups. The bakery features fresh baked breads, cupcakes, and more, while the pizza and wine bar has gourmet pizzas that pair perfectly with their 30-plus wines by the glass. Located off Victoria and Grand at St. Paul or at CafeLatte.com.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Textbook Media and all of our wonderful sponsors on Patreon. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to John Harvey, who increased his donation to Native Roots Radio this week. So, Pinagigi and Miigwech to you, John, and welcome to Textbook Media.
Hey, 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 thanks. Hey, it's good to see Tom and Howard. Long time no see. We've all been busy. You know, I got to tell you something right now. We're on Civic Media Network, so we're all over the country right now. We've just picked up 9 new stations in Wisconsin. So we're magic. And so we should really talk about what you guys do from step one, and then let's really talk about how we can get help for you because you're helping our students. And so, Tom, do you mind starting out here or – you know, I just don't know who to start with. Tom, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, Robert. It's good to see you again. Howard actually is going to take the lead bat off slot here, and then I'll fill in with the gory details.
Well, you know, Robert, you're a baseball aficionado, and yeah, you have to have a leadoff batter, and then Tom is the cleanup guy. So you have your talent coming in later in the order, but You know, first of all, Robert, I want to say thank you so much for having us on the program. And equally important, Robert, thanks so much for your support of our course breaks and our free textbook initiative. It's really something that's near and dear to our heart, and to find people like you who are figureheads in the community to help us and show us the way, really give us a lot of guidance. I just want to start out with say thank you on behalf of everyone at Textbook Media. But, you know, for your listeners, real quickly, I just thought I'd give a little background, Robert, and maybe this will cue up our course breaks initiative. You know, we're an 18-year-old college textbook publisher located here in St. Paul. We offer free, we offer digital and printed textbooks and course materials in over 50 different subject matter, along with study guides. And during that time, we've been involved with probably over 1,000 colleges, ranging from Ivy League all the way to community colleges, junior colleges, and even some high schools. And, you know, during that time, Robert, as you've seen, you're an educator, there's been many changes in education, and particularly higher education. But you know what hasn't really changed? In fact, we believe it's, well, no, the facts show that it's gotten worse. Students and families are suffering from the suffocating costs of getting a college degree. And perhaps even more problematic is the pervasive and growing challenges involving access and opportunity to that. Right. As a matter of fact, the industry really hasn't responded to the needs of society, which over the past couple of years has exposed the incredible difficulties students and families, and particularly in underserved communities, face in simply trying to get a higher education. And you know what, Robert, and the reason we're here, perhaps the problem is most acute in the Native American communities, where college costs impact access and opportunity to get a degree. And just consider these facts. And this stunned me. And this is what helped motivate us. First of all, you have the pervasiveness of college debt. Student loans currently list at about $1.7 trillion. That's with a T. With 43 million borrowers. It's the second highest to mortgages in the country. I mean, just to get an education. And right. And bringing it closer to home here in Native Roots Radio, one in four Native American communities and student and families live with food insecurity. I mean, the question we ask is, how can you go to college when you struggle to even eat? And to put it in perspective in the overall community, and these are stunning too, 41% of the general population holds a college degree, and only 13% of Native Americans have a college degree. And currently, only 19% of Native Americans ages 18 to 24 are enrolled in college, compared with 46% of the overall U.S. population of that same demographic. That's stunning. Not that college is for everyone. Certainly, we're doing our best to promote trades and other entrepreneurial ventures for all communities. But college is one way to get there, right? And it hasn't changed, and it's gotten worse for a lot of communities. There are a couple of things that are clear to us, Robert. One is that certain communities have a disproportionate disadvantage in terms of educational opportunity. More importantly, it's clear that BIPOC communities in particular have seen an erosion in their educational opportunities. But it's equally clear that talent is everywhere. And in order for us to bridge that chasm and to acquire that talent, we have to do more. And that's what we're trying to do with Course Breaks. In essence, we're trying to change the industry, provide free textbooks, and allow at least some access challenges to be eroded. I'll turn it over to Tom.
Hey. Well, Robert, I don't know if you have any immediate questions. I don't
want
to start the airwaves here. But
no, you guys take over the show, and then I'm just sipping on my coffee here. No, but it gives me chills that people are out there like you, because we know, you know, one thing is to pay for college, and then all of a sudden you have to pay for books. Yeah. I mean, and that, you have to take a loan out for that too. I mean, people don't realize that that's a real hidden cost.
You know what we call that? So the tuition is like planned pain. You know this pain is coming, but you plan for it. You know what it is.
It's the cost of course materials and all the fees that are the unplanned pain for most kids and families. And that's why we see so many kids struggling with the simple question of, do I pay for rent? Do I pay for food? Or do I buy my course materials? But over 40% of the kids today aren't buying all their course materials because they simply can't afford it. So the idea with course breaks is pretty simple. You know, when you look around and you see all the alumni and sponsors helping, you know, athletics, helping with all the building of the infrastructure on campus, we just ask the simple question, why can't some of that money be steered towards the students? And why can't books be free? Why can't they get their books for free as part of the package? And that's what we're working on. We're recruiting sponsors and foundations and what have you to help us deliver. And we're starting with the TCUs to deliver free digital textbooks to the TCUs. And eventually, we'd like it to be free course materials across the board. It's just right now more affordable for us to start small and do the digital piece first. So with that, we've been talking with a number of the tribal colleges across the United States. We've done an outreach program last spring, and we're doing another one next week. And we're really excited about the potential. We think it's a small step, but we think every little bit helps.
Yeah. Wow. You know, and with that in mind, too, you guys need support. Not only are you supporting, you know, Howard, people need to come to the table. And how do they do that? How do they support course breaks?
Well, you know, there's a variety. First of all, we're very flexible. And just back up, this is totally unique in the industry. And as I said, we've been in college textbook publishing for 18 years, and it hasn't changed. And what are we going to do? And everybody's trying to take a route to try and help. And why this could be for everyone. Why wouldn't a Deloitte sponsor our accounting series? Why wouldn't Target want to sponsor marketing? Why wouldn't U.S. Bank want to sponsor finance? And so on and so forth. There's a number of things there. As Tom indicated, you know, students, nothing wrong with that. I think it's wonderful that athletes are getting name, image, and likeness and certainly getting support there. You look at any college, there are stadiums being built, there are dormitories, there are all kinds of things. But what are we doing for the regular students to help them with their pain? And so what we've come up with is a great model, and it's got a ton of interest. We've already got sponsors for the Native American community in our initial outset. And it really what it is, Robert, to your question is, we're looking for sponsors to help support the free textbooks. It's very simple. We got to publish a book. There's a cost in that. There's a digital access to that, but it's not a lot. And the sponsor thereby gets this totally unique engagement platform that allows them to be involved with the student to not only showcase and enhance their brand. Listen, you know, we're helping you with this textbook. We're helping to provide things, but they can communicate with surveys. They can interact with them if there's any interest in a career in a particular field. They can even provide information to them on a consistent and sticky basis. The sponsor gets the fact that they're a student has to open up the textbook on, as you remember, Robert, in your days, on a prescribed basis. It's 3 to 4 times a week. You're going to be in front of the student in a non-intrusive manner, and you can engage with videos. You can do any number of things. And the student thereby gets, I guess, the goodwill of, wow, I'm getting a free textbook based on XYZ company helping me. So that's one area. Tom has, we've introduced another area that's really interesting and has caught a lot of attention. I'll turn that over to Tom for just a second.
Well, the other piece is that we're licensing the course breaks application to any foundation or to any school directly that wants to be involved. I want to make sure that we mentioned that we're recruiting other publishers to this, and our goal ultimately is to have this program work for all students across the United States with a with a huge inventory of free textbooks. But the idea would be that the student gets a code from their school. They come into the course break site, and they can choose to be sponsored or not. So it's pretty simple. They can, if they choose to be sponsored, Robert, they can opt out if they prefer not to see some of the sponsors' messaging. But as Howard mentioned, it's real subtle messaging. It's along the lines of what you see in, you know, national public radio and in public TV. So that's the basic model.
Hey, can you guys hold on for just a break here, and then we can talk about, I really want to talk a little bit about, not only is there a slight advertising component to this, but there's also people are looking for workers. People want them to work for their organization, and maybe we can dig deep into that a little bit.
Yeah.
Then
sure.
Also,
yeah.
Also, talk because we're on radio everywhere, how we can support you guys and where to go. Let's take a quick break and pay our bills here. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're here with Howard and Tom, Course Breaks and Textbook Media. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
College textbooks have never been more expensive. In fact, textbook costs can make college unaffordable to many prospective students. That's especially true for Native Americans. But a new initiative called Course Breaks wants to help with textbook costs for Native American students. Course Breaks partners with book publishers and tribal colleges and universities to provide free textbooks. But Course Breaks needs your help to continue their mission. Become a donor to help Indigenous students continue their education. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
Don't fall for vaccine misinformation. Local medical professionals are available to answer any of your questions. Initial shots and boosters are safe for people who are pregnant and even young children. Right now, vaccines are available for anyone over 6 months of age, while boosters are available for anyone over the age of 5. This message brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
We are living in a critical time for Indian Country. Climate chaos threatens our land, water, and communities. Voting is one way we can protect our planet for future generations. Voting creates a collective power in the fight for our future. Have one-on-one conversations with your friends and family to make sure that they're making informed voting choices. Voting is our voice. This November, NATCE is asking us to stand together and make voting a tradition. Go to makevotingatradition.org to learn more and to make your pledge to vote.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Okay, Tom and Howard, you guys, we're going to have to do that over again.
I didn't hear that. I'm looking it up in the textbook.
Exactly. Hey, we're here with Howard Quinlan and Tom Dorn, and you guys are co-founders of Textbook Media, which we're talking specifically about Course Breaks. I want you to be able to tell people how they can get a hold of you, because this is a great partnership. And this, Tom, how can we get a hold of Howard?
So it's simple. You just go to CourseBreaks.com, and you'll see what you need to see there. And people can donate there. They can ask us questions. There's a way to email us, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
You know, you guys.
You know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry,
Robert. I was just going to add to that you know, it's a totally flexible program. It's very unique. And as I said, we've already had some corporate sponsors that have helped us in our marketing initiatives and our technology to get this out. And what we're looking for is not only the corporate or the individual sponsors to inquire and see how they can help. It's a pretty simple formula. There's a need out there. There's a number of ways that people can support, and we can put it to use immediately. I mean, it's free textbooks for XYZ school at a, whether it be in New Mexico or in the Ho-Chunk Nation, Robert, which you're familiar with. And to provide that opportunity for them is a wonderful thing. And then the sponsor can engage with them to the extent they want to. We have some corporate sponsors that just feel that we're going to do this anonymously, but there's individuals out there as well. And I just think that, it's so simple. When I talk to individual business leaders and people in the C-suite, they go, okay, I get it. How do we do this? So the help is to put some pressure or initiative from your listeners and people out there in the tribal councils and say, we want to participate. Let's talk to some of the people who have helped out our tribal communities and see if they can help us with our local colleges and TCUs.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm sure there are some nations here that probably could step in here in Minnesota specifically. You know, Ogama, who's my right-hand person here, who does all the background stuff, has gone back to school. And so she has a couple questions for you here.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on your website right now as we're talking on course breaks. And I just want to let everybody know, if you go to coursebreaks.com, under the More tab on the far right, you can select the information for students. And everybody, they have awesome courses under business and economics, social science, math, and science. And they also list, you know, the top downloads for the textbooks that people are downloading here. And they list the sponsors across the bottom, some really awesome sponsors happening there. But if I wanted to maybe say when I'm out of college, I wanted to turn around and pay it forward for some of those textbooks that I got some help with, are there donation levels that are good for, you know, the average person?
Ogama, we both, any donation's appropriate. So any way anyone can help, we'll take that and apply it to keeping this initiative going. What school are you at?
Currently, I'm a student at St. Cloud State University under their College of Education and Learning Design.
Nice.
Yep. Congratulations.
Thanks. It's a lot of work, and it has been really helpful that I have support through the college for some of my textbooks. But you're right, those kind of like hidden fees that come with colleges are really kind of those things that you can't really take into account until you're already there. You know, many colleges charge fees for their sports teams and those kinds of things like you two were talking about. And then you have technology fees and fees for printing. It's not free to just go to the library and print past a certain number of pages. And a lot of those hidden fees can really add up really quickly each semester that you're going. And having somebody take care of something even as simple for you as, you know, $150 textbook is really makes a big difference for students. And I know that it could make a big difference for me and for people that I know that are in college right now. It's shameful how many college students choose between, like you were saying, food and things that they need in their course materials. It's definitely something that I'm really glad you guys are working for.
Thanks.
Well, you know, we appreciate that, and it is pretty simple, and it's not just us. We invite everybody. We've got publishing entities that are partners with us that love it, and we engage other publishing partners to join us. And in fact, the big companies who dominate the industry, why not? Why not everyone do this? I mean, obviously, you've got to pay your authors, you've got to pay your publication costs. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you look at every college, and in your case, Ogama, at St. Cloud State, you can look around your student union, your stadiums, your hockey rink, your boards, even at the hockey rink, everybody's sponsoring things. Well, why not sponsor a regular student? and get something in return. And it's not just advertising. As you said earlier, Robert, when I was talking to a senior executive at a big accounting firm, he told me that one of the biggest problems is acquiring talent and keeping talent. And on the acquiring side, he said, "Do you mean that I could reach out into some of these communities outside of major metropolitan areas? And if a student is taking managerial accounting, I can ask him or her, hey, if you're interested in this, we'd love to talk to you about a career with XYZ company." And it's a great way to engage on a real positive basis when you're supporting the student with a free textbook. And Ogama, I'm sure you'd agree that you're going, okay, this makes some sense. I'll talk to them. They're pretty nice people. And so there's a lot going on there in terms of a company with a unique platform able to engage in every way that they can think of. And Robert and Ogama, I would just say that from that standpoint of sponsorship and just endorsement, sometimes it's just underwriting. The individuals and Ogama, in your case, paying it back, we're just developing a list. Not that you need your name in lights or anything, but there are so many people. Think of it as a GoFundMe, you know, $2, $25 to help students. And here's what we're doing. And we have a lot of testimonials that are pretty, pretty endearing. I do have one, and I know we're running out of time, but there is a woman who was the first person to go to college in her family. She's from a BIPOC community, and she spoke to us and said, "Thanks to XYZ company, I'm getting at least some relief from my college debt. And why don't you ask your school to engage with Course Breaks and see if they can help you?" It was pretty moving.
Wow, that's totally awesome. And I think it's just a win-win, and it's so simple. It's working, and it's got to work. We got less than a minute here. That's also maybe Ogama, you can do this real quick. Is pop out the website and let people know how to get a hold of these great guys.
Absolutely. For those of you who are students or those of you who would wish to sponsor a student, go to coursebreaks.com and under the sponsors tab or the more tab, you'll find students. And then there's information about fundraising, sponsors, and educators as well.
Well, this has
Robert,
been
I just want to give a quick shout out to one of our original sponsors was a gentleman that you know and we know and John Otto at Visions Printing. And we work with John. John's a Native American, and he's got a very successful company. It's very technology-based. And he's helped us set up a print-on-demand component for the students who prefer not to study in a digital environment and want some print. We'll deliver the print text. But yeah, Ogama's raising her hand. Yeah. It's hard. It's amazing that some kids will do accounting on their telephone, and other kids will actually do it on paper. But John's been really helpful with the whole Course Breaks program and getting it up and running. So just
thank you
to
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We'll see you guys tomorrow, Native Roots Radio.